Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the MedBullets Step 1 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of health status indicators found under the statistics section at medbullets.com. These are metrics to allow for surveillance and assessment of population-level health status. They provide crucial information and help set public health priorities and strategies. They indicate mortality, morbidity, and disability regarding specific diseases. One commonly used health indicator is quality-adjusted life years, or QALYs. They measure the burden of a particular disease and account for morbidity and mortality. The calculation is years of life times utility value. Utility value is calculated for each particular disease, a range of 0 for death to 1 complete health per year. For example, if a patient lives for 2 years with a utility value of 0.25, a quarter of complete health, the patient will have 0.5 QALYs. Next, we will discuss disability-adjusted life years, or DALYs. These account for years lost secondary to early mortality or years of disability. The calculation is number of years lost plus number of disabled years. This occurs in a population and is due to a particular disease. Finally, we will discuss potential years of life lost, or PYLL. These are the total years of life that would have been lived if the patient had a normal life expectancy. Typically use 65 as the life expectancy. For example, 65 is the age at death from disease. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to health status indicators, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A clinical trial investigating a new biomedical device used to correct congenital clubfoot in infants has recently been published. The study was a preliminary investigation of a new device, and as such, the sample size is only 20 participants. The results indicate that the new biomedical device is less efficacious than the current standard of care of serial casting, but the authors mention in the conclusion that it may be due to a single outlier, a patient whose foot remained uncorrected by the conclusion of the study. Which of the following descriptive statistics is the least sensitive to outliers? Choice 1, mean. Choice 2, median. Choice 3, mode. Choice 4, standard deviation. Choice 5, variance. The correct answer is choice 3, mode. The mode of a dataset is the descriptive statistic with the least sensitivity to outliers. In this study of a new biomedical device, the sample size is relatively small. Small datasets are more sensitive to extreme values because each individual extreme value constitutes a larger proportion of the total observations. In this example, a single patient failed to achieve the therapeutic outcome of interest and as such is skewing the distribution of the data. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1. The mean is sensitive to outlying values, hence this outlying value's effect on the outcome of this study. Choice 2. The median is less sensitive to outliers than the mean, but more sensitive than the mode. Choices 4 and 5. The standard deviation is the square root of the variance, and both are more sensitive to outliers than the mean. That's all for this review about health status indicators. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 1 podcast, a daily audio review session from MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on medbullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we would be thrilled if you would consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow right here on the MedBullets Step 1 podcast.